You ready now? Hello, church.
Hola, iglesia.
Hola.
Well, it's great to be here with you this morning.
Maravilloso estar con ustedes esta mañana.
Of course, I always say that, don't I?
Siempre digo eso, ¿no?
But see, I really mean it.
Pero lo digo en serio.
And I hope you feel that just the same way about coming here to church.
Y espero que sientan lo mismo cuando vienen a la iglesia.
You know, I used to think about church as being a certain place where people just came on Sundays.
Yo pensaba que la iglesia nada más era un lugar donde determinadas personas iban los domingos.
Of course, I had other things to do on Sundays.
Porque claro, yo tenía otras cosas que hacer los domingos.
And we all know I had not really had God in my holiness.
Y claro, que no tenía nada que ver con Dios, ni nada piadoso.
But we're talking before I was a Christian, of course. Wow. But I had everything to do living my life my way. I mean, I was doing things my way only.
Haciendo las cosas como yo quería.
And looking back, I see that I was always trying to figure out why things were going the way they were. See, I knew I was born to be extraordinary at something.
Yo siempre supe que nací para hacer algo extraordinario.
I had a gut feeling.
Siempre tuve esa corazonada.
Sort of an instinct.
Como uno que lo intuía.
So I also kept trying this and that.
Entonces intentaba hacer esto y aquello.
Trying on my own to make success for myself.
Y hacer algo para ser exitoso.
Because like I said,
porque como dije,
I knew my heart was born for something.
Y dentro de mi corazón yo sabía que había nacido para hacer algo.
And I felt I was born to win something.
Que había nacido para ganar.
Now that sounds kind of weird to you guys, you know.
A lo mejor les suena algo raro.
But see, I'm not bragging.
Y no me estoy presumiendo.
I'm not bragging at all about this.
Nada.
I'm just being transparent this morning.
Estoy siendo muy honesto con ustedes.
I'm letting you know on a little secret here.
Les estoy dejando conocer mis más íntimos secretos.
See, we all have private lights here, don't we?
Porque todos tenemos vidas privadas.
I mean,
íntimas, ¿no?
Don't we have private
lights?
I believe we all have thoughts of our personal that we personally don't want to share.
Pensamientos que son muy íntimos que no compartimos con nadie más.
Or too strange, maybe.
A lo mejor a otras personas les resultan algo raro.
See, I'm getting over that idea.
No, yo estoy pasando eso por alto.
I'm looking more closely at the things, though, that are inside of me.
Y estoy viendo más de cerca las cosas que están dentro de mí.
Not for any other reason than to identify them.
No por ninguna otra razón, simplemente para identificar.
To understand why I feel a certain way.
Para entender por qué me sentía yo de cierta manera.
Anyway, I want to bring you up a little thing here that I want to talk about for a minute.
Y quiero empezar con algo de los que les quiero hablar por un momento.
It's about the yo-yo.
Acerca del yo-yo.
And you're all thinking, a yo-yo?
Acerca del yo-yo?
Well, the other day we got a call from my grandson.
Bueno, el otro día nos llamó nuestro nieto.
He's 10 years old.
Tiene 10 años.
His name is Matthew.
Se llama Matthew.
And he wanted us to see some of his tricks on YouTube.
Y quería ver, quería que viéramos unos trucos que hacían en YouTube.
So he FaceTimed us.
Así que nos habla por FaceTime.
So he starts doing these yo-yo tricks now.
Y empieza a hacer suertes con el yo-yo.
And they weren't little tricks.
Y no eran suertes sencillas.
They were cool tricks.
Eran suertes bastante complicadas.
So we were so proud of his accomplishments.
Estábamos tan orgullosos de sus logros.
Because he learned how to do all these, like I said, on YouTube.
Porque aprendió a hacerlo todos estos trucos solitos en YouTube.
He watched yo-yo tricks now for hours and hours.
Vio suertes de yo-yos horas y horas en YouTube.
See, in my day, yo-yos were very popular.
En mis tiempos los yo-yos eran muy populares.
And so I had to learn the yo-yo tricks on my own.
Y yo aprendí solito a hacer suertes con el yo-yo.
Or watch somebody else do them.
No sé si alguien más lo haya hecho.
And nowadays kids can learn everything online.
Pero bueno, el caso es de que hoy en día los chicos pueden aprender cualquier clase de cosas a través de YouTube.
So after I watched Matthew now.
Entonces ahí estoy viendo a Matthew.
I tell my wife this.
le digo esto a mi esposa.
I said, hey, honey.
Digo, mira,
did I ever tell you that I was a yo-yo champion in school?
¿Alguna vez te platiqué que yo era campeón de yo-yo cuando fui a la escuela?
So she looks at me kind of weird.
Y me dice, se voltea a verme toda raro y dice,
and she says, after 29 years together, you're just telling me this now?
Después de 29 años me vienes a platicar esto.
I go, well, it never came up before.
Bueno, pues nunca antes había surgido el tema.
I guess Matthew reminded me of the story.
Yo supongo que Matthew me recordó de esta historia.
See, but I never really thought about it.
Pero nunca lo había pensado en realidad.
See, Jamie's shaking her head. She says, what else haven't you told me?
Y mira la cabeza y me dice, a ver, ¿qué más no me has dicho?
Told her nothing.
Digo, no, nada.
Nothing that I can think of right now.
Nada que se me ocurra en este momento.
Or nothing I really want to admit.
O nada que quisiera admitir.
Anyway, a few days later, Matthew shows us some more tricks.
Y bueno, unos días después, Matthew nos enseña otros trucos más.
Because our daughter bought this real expensive yo-yo for
her. Porque nuestra hija le compró un yo-yo bastante caro.
And then I say to Jamie,
y le digo a Jamie,
by the way, I competed at the yo-yo national champions.
Por cierto, yo competí en el campeonato nacional de yo-yo.
I know. I should have mentioned this a few days earlier. I mean, if looks could kill, I'd be dead right now. She's like, are you just telling me that now? Shouldn't that have been a part of our original yo-yo story? See, but I told her the truth. I just remembered it right then. See, but my point is, I always knew that I was born to be something, do something great. And when I was a teen, I thought I'd be a champion at yo-yos. But see, I didn't win that competition.
Pero no gané la competencia.
But it set me on the path.
Pero me puso en el camino.
And not all you know, that's not all you know about me. Maybe you do know more. But but I've mentioned this before.
Pero yo he mencionado esto en alguna ocasión.
I was a California state champion in roller skating.
Yo fui el campeón estatal de patinaje en California.
I'm not lying. I really was. But by the way, roller skating was really cool back then.
Y patinar en ruedas era la onda en esos tiempos.
And it was important for me to be cool.
Y en ese momento para mí era importante ser de onda.
Even while roller skating.
Aunque les fuera a patinar.
But I'm not telling you this to brag.
Y no les estoy diciendo esto para presumirles.
It's just part of my story this morning.
Es parte de mi historia esta mañana.
My crazy life story.
La historia loca de mi vida.
It all started when a cousin of mine started managing in a skating rink.
Y todo empezó porque uno de mis primos empezó a trabajar de gerente en una pista de patinaje.
And he invited me after school to just hang out and skate.
Y me invitó que después de la escuela pasara un rato allá a la pista de patinaje.
At first I told him, ah, skating's for sissies.
Le dije, no, eso de patinar es así como de afeminados.
But he told me there's a lot of cute girls there. I said, I'll go, okay, all right. And one day I really noticed that there were good skaters now skating in the center of the rink. They were doing all these tricks, spinning and jumping and all these things. And I thought that was cool. So I decided to try it. So after half killing myself trying to jump and spin, I was approached by one of the teachers there.
Uno de los maestros que estaban ahí se aproximó.
And she offered to give me lessons.
Y ella me dijo, ella se ofreció a darme clases.
And my cousin offered to pay.
Y mi primo se ofreció a pagar.
So I said sure. Now I was about 14 years old at the time.
Claro, porque no, y en ese entonces tenía yo como unos 14.
Now my yo-yo career ended.
Entonces, ahí terminó mi carrera con el yo-yo.
And this seemed like a good path to take.
Y como eso ya había terminado, pareció un buen camino para seguir este patinaje.
So that's what happened for several more years of my life.
Y eso siguió durante varios años en mi vida.
I was in the roller rink now every day.
Y todos los días sin falta estaba en la pista de patinaje.
Practicing, trying new things.
Practicando, intentando cosas nuevas.
Skating became my whole life.
Y patinar se volvió parte de mí.
I was there training. I was there on weekends, just skating for fun.
Entrenando, ya estaba todos los fines de semana patinando para divertirme nada más.
But I really got good at it.
Pero me volví muy bueno.
So my coach started teaching, started me getting ready for competitions.
Así que mi entrenadora me empezó a preparar para las competencias.
And it wasn't long after that I started winning these competitions.
Y poco después empecé a ganar estas competencias.
I ended up winning my state.
Y empecé a ganar en estados.
And I qualified for nationals.
Y califiqué para ir a las competencias nacionales.
Now I really trained hard for this competition.
Realmente yo me entrené muy duro para esta competencia.
I mean, it felt like the Olympics to me.
Para mí era como las Olimpiadas, ¿no?
And finally the competition came and I was doing great.
Realmente llega la competencia y estaba haciendo genial.
I was in third place going into the finals.
Estaba en el tercer lugar yendo hacia las finales.
Wow, and I had a chance to win.
Entonces yo tenía muchas oportunidades de ganar.
I mean, really, to be a champion.
De volverme el campeón.
But during final practice, I twisted my ankle.
Pero justo ahí cuando estaba practicando, me torcí el tobillo.
And then my nerves took over.
Y me empecé a poner bien nervioso.
And because of that, I fell during my routine.
Y debido a eso, me caí durante mi rutina.
You know, I've had a lot of bad moments in my life.
He tenido muchos malos momentos en mi vida.
But see, this one sticks in my mind to this day.
Se me quedó grabado hasta el día de hoy.
So when the competition was over, I ended up eighth in the nation.
Así que al final de la competencia, bueno, quedé de octavo.
And you would think that I had really been proud of that eighth.
Y a lo mejor ustedes pensarían que deberían sentirme orgulloso de estar en octavo lugar.
I was eighth best skater in my level in the entire United States.
Octavo mejor patinador de mi nivel en todos los Estados Unidos.
I wasn't proud.
Pero no estaba orgulloso.
I was bummed out. Because I blew it. I mean, I really worked hard for this competition. I put everything I had into it. And when the competition was over, I had nothing left in me. I felt defeated. I just couldn't keep going. I stopped practicing. I stopped training. You know, I could have made a comeback. See, I didn't have that internal strength they needed.
Pero no tenía esa fuerza interior que se necesitaba.
That extra oomph.
Esa extra.
And then I fast forward now 30 years.
Ahora adelantémonos 30 años.
And now I'm brand new Christian.
Soy un cristiano recién convertido.
Trying to figure out what my life meant.
Tratando de averiguar lo que significaba mi vida.
Having been a successful hairstylist and a barber.
Habiendo sido un estilista y peluquero muy exitoso.
I even did competition in hair.
Incluso participé en competencias de exhibiciones de peinados.
And I could have done well at that.
Y pude haberme ido muy bien en eso.
But you see, I didn't have the heart for it.
Pero yo no tenía el corazón para ello.
Something inside of me was messing in all these things I attempted.
Algo dentro de mí estaba fallando en todo lo que intentaba.
So when I became a Christian, I was just at the end of myself.
Así que cuando yo llegué a ser cristiano, pues estaba al fin de la cueva, ¿no?
See, most of you know the story.
Casi todos ustedes conocen esa historia.
I came to the end of all I could do.
Llegué al final de todo lo que yo podía hacer.
And it was a difficult place because, as I said,
y era una posición bastante difícil para mí.
I thought I was born to be something great.
Porque yo pensé que había nacido para hacer algo grande.
And I find myself in church at a very low point, the lowest point of my life.
Me encuentro en la iglesia sintiéndome de lo peor, de lo al punto más bajo.
And wondering what my life was really about.
Preguntándome de qué se trataba mi vida.
And I learned something very important early on in my Christian walk.
Y algo muy importante en mi vida cristiana.
That thinking like a Christian was completely the opposite of how I always thought.
Que pensar como cristiano es algo totalmente contrario a lo que yo siempre pensé.
And I'm sure some of you come to realizing that, you know, so.
Ustedes se han percatado de eso.
Because see, thinking like a Christian doesn't come natural.
Porque pensar como un cristiano no se da de manera natural.
And this new thing came as a new way of living.
Y esto que era nuevo vino de una manera nueva de vivir, a través de una nueva manera de vivir.
See, I felt lost in the beginning.
Al principio me sentía medio perdido.
Confused.
Confundido.
But curious.
Pero en la curiosidad.
But then I'm caught up in God.
Después, Dios me alcanza.
I'm caught up in the idea that I don't have to figure this life out by myself anymore.
Me atrapa la idea de que no tengo que averiguar ni resolver esta vida por mí mismo.
See, my parents always told me that it was all about me.
Mis papás siempre me dijeron que todo dependía siempre de mí.
And I took that to heart. So I became my own person.
Así que forjé mi propia personalidad.
Starting at a very young age.
Empezando muy joven.
And later my own man.
Y después me forjé a mí mismo como hombre.
But see, the day that I stopped depending on my own strength.
Pero el día que dejé de depender de mis propias fuerzas.
Is the day I found real strength.
Fue el día que encontré la verdadera fortaleza.
It's the day God's strength became my strength.
Fue el día en que la fuerza de Dios se volvió mi fuerza.
And all I had to do was admit that I was weak.
Y todo lo que tuve que hacer fue admitir que yo era débil.
And obviously now that's different than feeling defeated.
Y eso es diferente a sentirse derrotado.
Being weak and being defeated are not the same at all.
Ser débil y sentirse derrotado no son la misma cosa.
Being weak means that you're without a certain amount of strength.
Ser débil significa que te falta un grado de fuerza, cierto grado de fuerza.
Being defeated means that you have lost and given up.
Sentirse derrotado significa que te diste por vencido.
When you feel defeated,
cuando te sientes derrotado,
you lose your courage.
Te desanimas.
When you lose courage, you become fearful.
Cuando te desanimas, te vuelves temeroso.
And on it goes.
Y así sigue, sigue, sigue.
See, I felt defeated more times than I can even care to admit.
Me he sentido derrotado más veces de las que me gustaría admitir.
But then this Christian thing turned my defeat around.
Pero esto del cristianismo le dio la vuelta total a mí.
Because God said, it's okay to be weak.
Y a mi derrota. Porque Dios me dijo, okay, está bien ser débil, sentiste débil.
In fact, God prefers it.
Y de hecho, así lo prefiere Dios.
So I threw my hands up and I admitted I was weak.
Así que me di por vencido, levanté las manos y dije, ¿qué?
I said, Lord, I'm too weak to handle my life. I need you.
Soy demasiado débil para hacerme cargo de mi vida. Te necesito a ti.
And then God says, perfect.
Y Dios dijo, perfecto.
I've got you right where I want you now.
Ahora te tengo justo donde te
quiero. In 2 Corinthians 12:9.
Segunda de Corintios 12:9.
And this is my favorite scripture of all times.
Esta es mi escritura preferida.
And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, and my strength is made perfect in weakness.
Y me ha dicho, bástate mi gracia porque mi poder se perfecciona en la debilidad.
So we really need to get this scripture ingrained in our minds.
Así que necesitamos grabarnos esta escritura en la mente.
It's one of the keys of living a powerful Christian life.
Es una clave para llevar una vida cristiana poderosa.
When we admit to being weak,
cuando admitimos que somos débiles,
that's when God will give us His power.
Entonces, cuando Dios nos va a dar su poder.
And we don't need to muster our own strength to get through this life.
Y no necesitamos juntar fuerzas para salir adelante en esta vida.
We need to muster God's never-ending, all-powerful strength.
Necesitamos juntar la fuerza infinita que todo lo puede de Dios.
See, we only have so much.
Nosotros no tenemos tanta.
And then we run out.
Se nos acaba.
I ran out over and over again many times.
Se acaba muchas veces, una y otra vez.
And when I couldn't get ahead,
y cuando no podía salir adelante,
or couldn't maintain my achievements,
o no podía mantener mis logros,
everything seemed contradictory.
Todo resultaba contradictorio.
Because inside of me, I knew I was supposed to do something important.
Porque dentro de mí yo sabía que se suponía que tenía que hacer algo importante.
But everything I did seemed to end in defeat.
Pero parecía que todo lo que hacía terminaba en derrota.
Then I didn't have the motivation or strength to keep going.
Entonces ya no tenía ni la motivación ni la fuerza para seguir adelante.
And I was wondering if I was delusional to think that I actually could win.
Y me pregunté si estaba alucinando de que alguna vez podía yo ganar, de que yo había nacido para ser un ganador.
I mean, have you ever just felt like you just can't get ahead?
¿No sientes muchas veces que no puedes salir adelante?
That you can't get to that next place in life.
Que no puedes llegar a la siguiente etapa de tu vida.
Come on now, that's the worst feeling that you could have.
Por favor, ese es el peor sentimiento que se puede tener.
And if you're a Christian feeling that way, my friends,
si eres cristiano y te sientes de esta manera,
I'm going to guess to say that's because you're still working on your own strength.
Voy a suponer que es porque tú sigues funcionando dentro de tu propia fuerza.
See, God's waiting for you to surrender and say, I can't do it myself.
Dios está esperando que te rindas y digas, no, yo solo no puedo.
God's waiting for you to take that 2 Corinthians 12:9 to heart.
Dios está esperando que tomes esta escritura de 2 Corintios muy en serio.
Don't make him wait any longer.
No lo hagas seguir esperando.
Because now is your strength, is your time to gather God's strength.
Porque ahora es el momento de que reúnas la fuerza.
Remember last week we got the oil.
La semana pasada, recuerden, hablamos acerca de tener el aceite.
The Holy Spirit anointing.
La unción del Espíritu.
And let me tell you something. This is an unbeatable combination.
Y déjenme decirles algo. Esta es una combinación invencible.
In other words, it's a winning combination.
Otra manera de decirlo de otra manera es una combinación ganadora.
I mean, how do you think David had the victory over Goliath?
¿Cómo creen que pudo David entonces derrotar a Goliath?
Have we ever really gave that any thought?
¿Alguna vez hemos pensado, nos hemos detenido a pensar en esto?
We know the faith and courage, that David had faith and courage.
Sabemos que David tenía fe, coraje y valor.
But where did this come from?
Pero ¿de dónde venía esa fe?
Well, David was moving in the anointing and strength of God. We know that.
David se estaba moviendo dentro de la unción y la fuerza de Dios.
But just let me remind you of a few things here.
Pero vamos a recordar algunas cosas.
Saul was king.
Saul era el rey.
And he was the first king for the Israelites.
El primer rey que tuvieron los israelitas.
But God wasn't happy with him.
Pero Dios no estaba contento.
Because he wasn't following instructions that God was giving him.
Porque no estaba siguiendo las indicaciones que Dios le había dado.
So God wanted a successor.
Así que entonces Dios quería un sucesor.
And not necessarily right away.
No necesariamente para ese momento.
But someone of his choosing that would take over at some point.
Pero alguien que fuera de su elección y que hiciera cargo a partir de determinado momento.
So God literally told Samuel the prophet to anoint a new king.
Así que literalmente Dios le dice a Samuel que vaya a ungir un nuevo rey.
So he tells him, fill your horn with oil.
Y le dice, llena tu cuerno con aceite.
And go to the house of a man named Jesse.
Y ve a la casa de un hombre llamado Isaí.
See, Jesse was David's father.
Isaí era el papá de David.
So Samuel goes there, one of Jesse's sons was to receive this anointing now.
Así que Samuel va ahí porque uno de los hijos de Isaí va a recibir la unción.
And you really should go to this portion of scripture. It's in 1 Samuel chapter 16.
¿Alguna vez deberían de leer esta porción de la escritura, primera de Samuel 16?
It's like a male version of the Cinderella story.
Es la versión masculina del cuento de Cinderella.
And it goes something like this. Samuel tells Jesse that one of his sons is going to be the next king.
Samuel le dice a Isaí que uno de sus hijos va a ser el próximo rey.
And Jesse was probably going, whoa, man, that's amazing.
Entonces Isaí dice, wow, eso es maravilloso.
So Jesse introduces each one of the sons to Samuel.
Así que Isaí le presenta a Samuel a cada uno de sus hijos.
One by one.
Uno por uno.
Kind of like a pageant. And Jesse parades the candidates.
Y entonces, Isaí le pasa por el frente a los candidatos.
His awesome seven sons in front of Samuel.
Fabulosos siete hijos.
And I could see that Jesse was probably talking about the attributes of each of them as they stood in front of the prophet.
Me imagino que Isaí estaba diciendo las cualidades de cada uno mientras iba pasaba frente a Samuel.
Jesse was probably saying, well, this one's smart.
Probablemente Isaí decía, mira, él es muy.
And this one is strong.
Este él es muy fuerte.
And this one's got great leadership.
Aquel otro es un buen líder.
And blah, 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 down
blah,
the line.
Blah, 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 ¿no?
But Samuel says no to each one of them.
Pero Samuel a cada uno le dijo que no.
See, actually God said no.
De hecho, fue Dios quien dijo no.
So Samuel said no.
Entonces Samuel decía,
well, after seven sons of Jesse had been rejected, Samuel's confused.
Y después de haber rechazado a los siete hijos de Isaí, entonces Samuel se confundió un poco.
Because he thinks he's went through all the sons.
Y le pregunta, ¿estos son todos tus hijos?
So he asked Jesse, he says, is this all your sons?
y le pregunta, ¿estos son todos los hijos que tienes ya?
And then Jesse finally mentions it, there's one more.
Entonces finalmente Isaías menciona que tiene uno más.
He's the youngest son out tending the sheep.
El más pequeño que está fuera cuidando a la pastoreando ovejas.
Now think about this. David is an afterthought.
David fue el último en que se les pudo haber ocurrido.
Jesse didn't even consider David as an option to be king.
Ni siquiera consideró a David como una opción para.
He didn't think David would even qualify.
No pensó que fuera a calificar para él.
But let's just read this.
Bueno, vamos a leer esto.
1 Samuel 16 verses 11 to 13.
Primera de Samuel capítulo 16 versículos del 11 al 13.
Then Samuel said to Jesse, "Send and bring him, for he will not sit. We will not sit till he comes here."
Y dijo Samuel a Isaí, "Envía por él, porque no nos sentaremos a la mesa hasta que él venga aquí."
So he sent and brought him in. And now he was rowdy with bright eyes and good looking. And the Lord said, "Arise, anoint him, for this is the one."
Envió pues por él y le hizo entrar y era rubio, hermoso de ojos y de buen parecer. Entonces Jehová dijo, "Levántate y úngele, porque este es."
And then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward.
Y Samuel tomó el cuerno de aceite y lo ungió en medio de sus hermanos. Y desde aquel día en adelante, el Espíritu de Jehová vino sobre él.
So I rest my case.
Wait a minute.
No, I can't rest my case yet. I have a lot more to say. I'm preaching it this morning. Did you notice the prophet Samuel made Jesse and the other seven sons stand and wait for David?
Notan aquí que el profeta Samuel hizo que Isaí y sus otros siete hijos esperaran de pie mientras hasta que llegara David.
He said, "You will not sit till he comes."
Porque dijo, no nos sentaremos a la mesa.
See, I doubt the brothers or the father really liked that much.
Yo creo que ni papá ni los hermanos estuvieron muy felices con esa idea.
Because they were going to be standing a long time waiting for David.
De pie mucho rato hasta que llegara David.
Because see, David was out in the field, you know, tending the sheep.
Porque David andaba allá en el campo atendiendo, pastoreando sus ovejas.
Someone had to go out there and get him and tell him to come to his father's house.
Tuvo que ir a buscarlo y decirle que viniera.
Well, obviously they didn't have cell phones in those days. Are you understanding what I'm talking about here? Amen. At least the brothers are in favor now with the prophet and with God. They're the least favored. And they were not only not chosen by the king.
Porque no, y no solamente no fueron escogidos para ser reyes,
but they had to stand there,
sino tuvieron que estar ahí parados,
and wait for their brother to return.
Esperando
here.
A su hermano regresar.
I mean, that's the future king of Israel right there.
El futuro rey de Israel.
Don't you just love it?
¿No les encanta?
Definitely a Cinderella-like story.
Es como la historia de Cenicienta, ¿no?
But a male version, of course.
Pero la versión masculina.
But you see, David wasn't necessarily born strong.
Y miren, David no necesariamente nació siendo muy fuerte.
He was probably the run of the family.
Era el más pequeño de la familia.
But see, that's not a problem where God's concerned.
Pero eso no le preocupaba nada a Dios.
The Bible says that God was looking at David's heart.
La Biblia dice que Dios veía el corazón de David.
And God gave him everything else he needed.
Y Dios le dio todo lo demás que él necesitaba.
The oil of the anointing.
El aceite de la unción.
And the Holy Spirit was with David and he courageously fought the giant.
Y el Espíritu Santo estaba con David cuando él valientemente enfrentó al gigante.
And his strength came from God.
Y la fuerza vino de Dios.
He killed a bear and a lion before he killed a giant.
Antes de haber matado, antes de enfrentarse a Goliat, mató a un oso y a un león.
And he kills this bear and lion with his bare hands.
Y mató a este león y a este oso con sus propias manos.
That's not normal strength.
Esa no es una fuerza cualquiera.
That's supernatural strength.
Esa es una fuerza sobrenatural.
God took a weak young shepherder and called him a king.
Dios tomó un pastorcillo débil para hacerlo rey.
He used the least likely to succeed in his family.
Él usó a la persona que menos probabilidades tenía de esa familia para ser exitoso.
You remember his father Jesse didn't even think that he could qualify to be king. And then God made sure the fathers and brothers witnessed the anointing. See, sometimes you have to read between the main lines to see what these stories are about. See, the bottom line here with this story is we're not always going to be strong.
No siempre somos fuertes.
Even though we try to be.
Aunque tratemos de serlo.
We need less of us, more of God.
Necesitamos menos de nosotros y más de Dios.
We need the Holy Spirit anointing and the strength of God.
Necesitamos la unción del Espíritu Santo y la fuerza.
I'm discovering that I need less of me than I originally thought.
Yo estoy descubriendo que necesito menos de mí de lo que pensé al principio.
We need to stop working so hard to try to be so strong.
Necesitamos dejar de esforzarnos tanto por ser fuertes.
See, this is what I hear God saying to us this morning.
Y esto es lo que creo que Dios nos está diciendo esta mañana.
I'm the strong one. I have what you need.
Yo soy el fuerte. Tengo lo que tú necesitas.
I have the power. I have given it to you.
Yo tengo el poder y te lo he dado a ti.
Admit you're weak.
Admite que eres débil.
And you'll see how strong I am.
Para que puedas ver lo fuerte que soy.
Wow. I'm overwhelmed with God's plan for us.
Me abruma el maravilloso plan que tiene Dios para nosotros.
I'm a little worried of who of us are resisting.
Me preocupa un poco aquellos de nosotros que nos estamos resistiendo.
Because we can resist in our own strength.
Porque podemos resistirnos con nuestra propia fuerza.
Or we can continue in our own strength.
Podemos continuar en nuestras propias fuerzas.
God won't stop us.
Dios no nos va a detener.
He just stands back and waits for us to line up properly.
Él se hace a un lado y espera que nosotros nos formemos por la derecha como queremos.
He waits for our humility to take over.
Él espera a que seamos humildes.
And he's not impatient.
No es paciente.
And he's not impatient. Waiting doesn't bother him. He'll wait a long time. He'll wait as long as it takes for us to be sick and tired of our done.
Va a esperar por nosotros hasta que nos fastidiemos de hacer lo que nos venga en gana.
Because see, he has no control when we have the control.
Porque si nosotros tenemos el control, entonces Dios no puede tener el control.
God only intervenes in our situation when we let go of control.
Dios solamente interviene en nuestra situación cuando nosotros soltamos el control.
Humility breeds strength.
La humildad genera fortaleza.
Let's read what James 4:6 says.
Vamos a ver lo que dice Santiago 4:6.
So God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
Dios resiste a los soberbios y da gracia a los humildes.
And oh, listen to this.
Escuchen esto.
In Psalms 145:14.
Salmo 145:15.
The Lord upholds all who fall and rises up all who are bowed down.
Sostiene Jehová a todos los que caen y levanta a todos los oprimidos.
That's good. I mean, really good.
Eso está bueno, ¿no? Verdaderamente.
See, I can see this been happening now the last couple Sundays.
Y yo he visto esto sucediendo los últimos domingos.
The Holy Spirit is showing us the importance of the supernatural.
El Espíritu Santo nos está enseñando la importancia de lo sobrenatural.
And the natural isn't good enough for those who claim in the name of Jesus.
Lo natural no es suficiente para aquellos que claman al nombre de Jesús.
Because we need the Holy Spirit.
Necesitamos el Espíritu Santo.
We need to have it now more than enough.
Necesitamos tener ese aceite de más, hasta de más.
Because see, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Porque necesitamos ser llenos del Espíritu Santo.
Not living on empty.
Y no andar con el tanque casi vacío.
Not barely chugging along.
No apenas ahí traqueteando, ¿no?
But filled with overflow.
No, sino ser llenos hasta que se desborde.
And then we need to do something with the overflow.
Y después necesitamos hacer algo con eso que sobreabunda.
Or there's no point even having it.
Porque si no, no tiene caso tenerlo.
You see, the Holy Spirit won't just overtake us.
Porque verán, el Espíritu Santo no nada más nos rebasa.
The Holy Spirit waits to be released.
Sino que el Espíritu Santo espera que lo pongamos en libertad.
The Holy Spirit won't supersede or self-fill, self will or our pride.
El Espíritu Santo no va a sustituir nuestra voluntad ni nuestro orgullo.
But see, these things are squashed, our thing with the Holy Spirit.
Estas son cosas que aplastan la labor del Espíritu Santo.
We have to release the Holy Spirit within us to express through us.
Tenemos que dejar al Espíritu Santo en libertad dentro de nosotros para que se exprese por medio de nosotros.
The power and strength of God is available to us.
El poder y la fortaleza de Dios están disponibles para nosotros.
And how desperate are we to have it and use it?
¿Qué tan desesperados estamos por tenerlo y usarlo?
Because see, if you're like me, doing things your own way, it failed you.
Porque mira, si eres como yo, hacer las cosas por ti mismo no te está dando resultado.
Your way doesn't work.
A tu manera las cosas no funcionan.
It might work to a point.
O bueno, pueden funcionar hasta cierto punto.
But you all know I did many things in my life.
Ustedes saben que yo hice muchas cosas en mi vida.
Many of them pretty crazy.
Muchas bastante alocadas.
But see, some things were normal.
Pero algunas bastante normales.
A lot of people thought I was very successful.
Muchas personas pensaban que yo era bastante exitoso.
See, I never looked at my life that way.
Pero yo nunca vi mi vida de esa manera.
It seemed like I always came up short.
Siempre parecía, para mí, yo me veía así como algo como que me quedaba rezagado.
After all, I didn't win the yo-yo championships.
No gané el campeonato de yo-yo.
I didn't win the skating championships.
No gané el campeonato de patinaje.
I even lost out on my haircutting championships.
No gané el campeonato de la exhibición de peinados.
Even though I kept chasing that success dream.
Aún aunque iba tras ese sueño del éxito.
I mean, I was chasing something.
Yo estaba atrás, iba tras algo.
I knew there was something
for me. Porque sabía que había ahí algo.
I just couldn't put a handle on it.
Además, que no sabía qué era.
I didn't think I had what it took.
Y yo no pensaba que yo tenía lo que se necesitaba.
And guess right? Well, guess what? I didn't have what
yo
it took.
Que así era, yo no tenía lo que se necesitaba.
Because God had what it
Porque
took.
Porque Dios es quien tiene lo que se necesita.
And it took me to grab onto that what God had for me.
Y eso me llevó a aferrarme a lo que Dios tiene para mí.
And.
Y.
I believe an extraordinary life is waiting for you guys for the taking.
Creo que una vida extraordinaria te espera y está ahí justo para que la tomes.
See, I have no idea what that means for you.
No sé qué significa eso para ti.
But I sure hope you try and find
pero
out.
Pero estoy seguro de que te espero que que puedas averiguar qué es.
We don't get another chance in this life to make
no
it better.
No tenemos segundas oportunidades en esta vida.
This is it.
Es una.
One life to live.
Nada más.
And no, there's no such thing as reincarnation.
Y no hay nada como la reencarnación.
We haven't already lived our lives with someone or something
no
before.
Ya nuestras vidas como algo más o alguien más.
And no, I wasn't the king of Egypt in my past life.
No, no fui el rey de Egipto en mi vida pasada.
And no, you weren't the queen of England.
No, no fuiste la reina de Inglaterra.
But see, we were formed by God to live this one life that He created for us. So it would be awesome to live our lives the way He planned it for us. Instead of the one that we make for ourselves. So we only have enough knowledge.
Porque nada más tenemos ciertos conocimientos.
A certain level of physical and mental strength.
Cierto nivel de fuerza mental y física.
But with God's plan, we literally can achieve the impossible.
Pero con el plan de Dios podemos alcanzar lo imposible.
We can live what God sees in us.
Podemos vivir a la altura de lo que Dios ve en nosotros.
The potential that's already part of us.
El potencial que ya forma parte de nosotros.
You know, there's a story in the Bible that comes to mind when I was meditating on this concept. The story is about an ordinary man living life and doing what he knew needed to do to survive. And sometimes that's the best thing we could do. We all have to work. And this guy was in the Bible work that he worked. He was an Israelite who we read about though in the book of Judges. But let me briefly explain what happens throughout the book of Judges in the Old Testament. And I could sum it up with a specific phrase that's used in Judges in regard to the Israelites. And this is the phrase. And the people did what was right in their own eyes. Let me repeat this now, it's important. And the people did what was right in their own eyes. Now does that sound familiar? I mean, it happened with the Israelites. It happens with us. We call ourselves God's people. And yet we do our own thing. I mean, we do what we think is right. But here's the cycle of the Israelites, we're according to Judges now. Now Israel does wrong in the eyes of the sight of the Lord.
Israel hace lo malo delante de los ojos del Señor.
And God punishes Israel by allowing the enemy to oppress them.
Entonces Dios permite que sus enemigos los opriman.
And Israel cries out to the Lord.
Y entonces Israel clama al Señor.
And God raises up a judge to deliver them.
Y Dios levanta un juez para que los libre de esa situación.
And then there's peace for a certain number of years.
Hay paz por unos cuantos años.
So during one of those cycles of rebellion by the Israelites,
y durante uno de esos ciclos de rebelión que tenía el pueblo de Israel,
the Midianites rise up against Israel.
Los Midianitas van contra Israel.
For 7 years now the Midianites oppress them.
Durante 7 años los Midianitas los oprimieron.
They keep them down and desperate.
Los tenían sometidos y estaban desesperados.
Every time Israel starts to prosper,
cada vez que los Israelitas empezaban a prosperar,
the Midianites would come in and steal what they had growing and destroy it.
Venían los Midianitas y se robaban y destruían todo lo que estaban ellos haciendo.
And that was including their crops.
Incluyendo sus cosechas.
So the Israelites cry out to God for help.
Los Israelitas clamaban a Dios por ayuda.
And in response, God calls on a man.
Y en respuesta, Dios le habla a un hombre.
A regular person like us.
Una persona común y corriente como cualquiera de nosotros.
And his name was Gideon.
Y su nombre era Gedeón.
Who here has read the story of Gideon?
¿Quién sabe la historia de Gedeón?
Awesome. By the way, my message is titled Strong.
Por cierto, el título de mi mensaje es Fuerte.
About time I told you that, right? Now in our story, our friend Gideon was working.
En nuestra historia, nuestro amigo Gedeón está trabajando.
His job was to thresh wheat.
Se dedicaba a trillar trigo.
Now under certain circumstances, the thresher works in an open, large open space.
En circunstancias normales, el trillador trabaja en un amplio espacio abierto.
He takes newly harvested wheat and gets rid of the chaff.
Toma el trigo recién cosechado y le quita la paja.
Now the chaff is dry, scaly protective casings around these grain seeds.
La paja es esa cáscara escamosa y áspera que es todo el grano que se le atiende.
These casings aren't edible to humans.
La cáscara no es comestible para los humanos.
So to make this wheat edible, someone had to thresh the wheat.
Así que para hacer comestible el trigo, alguien tiene que separar el grano de la paja.
So the thresher would throw up the grain in the air.
Así que el trillador lanza al aire el grano y deja que el viento.
And the wind would take it and blow away the chaff.
Se lleve la paja.
Now I'm sure every thrasher had his own very own style of threshing. And I'm sure some threshers were better than others. And they called this place where it's happening the threshing floor. And where did they get that name? And like I said, it was a large open space. And each bushel of wheat would take the thresher an hour to thresh. And it's not just a few shakes that are done.
Y no nada más los sacudían un poco.
Unless you're a lazy thresher, that is. Because see, the job was to ensure all the seed coverings were gone.
Porque la labor consistía en asegurarse de que toda la cáscara de la semilla se eliminara.
So there was a whole lot of shaking going on. Reminds me of Elvis. But in this story of Gideon,
Pero en esta historia de Gedeón,
we find out that he's threshing wheat inside of a wine press.
Vemos que está trillando dentro de una prensa para vino.
And the reason why he's hiding from the Midianites.
Y la razón por la que está haciendo esto es porque se está escondiendo de los Midianitas.
Because see, if they see him, they'll take the wheat for themselves.
Porque si lo ven, entonces van a llegar, van a venir a robarse el trigo.
And the Israelites needed the wheat.
Y los israelitas necesitaban el trigo.
They were hungry. So here we have the threshing going on, you know, in this job in secret.
Así que aquí tenemos al trillador trabajando en escondidas.
And if he's doing it in a wine press,
y si lo está haciendo en una prensa para vino,
then he's not doing it exactly right.
No lo está haciendo así como que muy bien que digamos.
Because see, he's inside of this vat.
Porque está dentro como de un tonel.
There's no wind to take away the chaff.
No hay ningún viento que vuele la paja.
And what a bummer if you're a professional thresher.
Y qué lata si eres un trillador profesional.
It would be hard to thresh the wheat inside of a wine press.
Porque es muy difícil trillar adentro de una prensa para vino.
See, because the wine press was for stomping on grapes.
Porque las prensas para vino son para aplastar las uvas.
So this small space would be awkward for this threshing event. Plus Gideon was looking over his shoulder at all times.
Además, Gedeón andaba cuidándose las espaldas.
Because he was looking out for these Midianites.
Porque estaba a las uvas que llegaron los Midianitas.
Which meant that he couldn't toss the wheat very high.
Lo cual significa que no podía lanzar el trigo.
But one day Gideon's threshing his best inside this wine press.
Bueno, un día está Gedeón haciendo lo mejor que puede dentro de la prensa de vino.
When a visitor suddenly shows up.
Cuando de repente llega un visitante.
No, it wasn't a Midianite.
No era un Midianita.
Was somebody else watching him now very closely.
Era alguien más que estaba viendo muy de cerca a
él. Let's read this in Judges 6:12.
Vamos a leerlo en Jueces 6:12.
And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor."
Y el ángel de Jehová se le apareció y le dijo, Jehová está contigo, varón esforzado y valiente.
Some mighty men of valor, really?
Varón esforzado y valiente.
See, this wasn't the picture I had about this.
¿En serio? Porque esta no es la imagen que yo tengo.
Didn't we just read that Gideon was in hiding?
No acabamos de leer que Gedeón se estaba escondiendo.
Hunkered down in a wine vat.
Allá agachado en un tonel de vino.
Threshing wheat in secret.
Brillando.
I mean, was the angel talking to the wrong guy? And I'm sure Gideon thought so too. He was probably saying, "Hey, you talking to me?" But no, it's not what he said, really. Gideon actually questions God. He wanted to know why God allowed the Midianites to take him over.
De hecho, le preguntó, ¿por qué estaba permitiendo que los Midianitas los operaran?
Of course, God doesn't answer Gideon on that question.
Porque Dios no responde la pregunta de Gideon.
But this is what he says to him.
Esto es lo que dice de él.
It's in Judges 6, 14-16.
Judges 6, versículos de 14-16.
And then the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you?"
Y mirándole Jehová le dijo, ve con esta tu fuerza y salvarás a Israel de la mano de los Midianitas. ¿No te envío yo?
So he said to him, "O Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least of my father's house."
Entonces le respondió, "Ah, Señor mío, ¿con qué salvaré yo a Israel? He aquí que mi familia es pobre en Manasés y yo el menor en la casa de mi padre."
And then the Lord said to him, "Surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man."
Jehová le dijo, "Ciertamente yo estaré contigo y derrotarás a los Midianitas como a un solo hombre."
What an amazing exchange Gideon had with the Lord right there. I mean, God says, "I'm giving you the power to take over, to save your people here." I'm using you, Gideon. The weak young thresher here. I'm choosing you among all the other Israelites. And Gideon's thinking, you've got a wrong God. He even reminds God, his people are the weakest all of Judah. And more than that, Gideon's telling him, I'm the weakest of the weakest. Mighty man of valor, how can this be? Well, see, God sees things different than we see them. God sees us more different than we see ourselves. And different how people see us. God prefers the weak.
Dios prefiere a los débiles.
Because when we're weak, he's strong.
Porque cuando nosotros somos débiles, él es fuerte.
No wonder I was confused when I became a Christian. See, this only makes sense when you understand the way of God,
porque
the way God works.
Tiene sentido cuando entiendes cómo obra Dios.
So I want to encourage you this morning.
Así que quiero animarlos esta mañana.
We don't have to be motivated to
no
be great.
Necesitamos estar motivados para hacer cosas grandiosas.
We only need to be God motivated.
Necesitamos que Dios esté motivado para
we don't need to stand tall and declare ourselves the well able.
Nosotros no tenemos que soportar con entereza y declarar que nosotros somos perfectamente capaces.
The Bible says God lifts us up so that when we bow down.
La Biblia dice que Dios levanta a todos los que se inclinan.
We are regular people with regular lives.
Somos personas regulares, normales, viviendo vidas normales.
But we have the strength of God.
Pero tenemos el poder y la fortaleza de Dios.
Just like David and Goliath.
Igual que de la historia de David y Goliath.
And I know we feel defeated at times.
Yo sé que a veces nos sentimos derrotados.
We feel like life is life like it's a weed growing. Oh, this is good. I got to repeat this one. Sometimes we feel like wheat that's getting God good threshing.
A veces nos sentimos como el trigo zarandeados en el aire.
See, we're being tossed and thrown around and shaken.
Como que nos lanzan y nos avientan y nos sacuden.
And then we hit the threshing floor.
Y después llegamos al piso de la era.
Plop. And we're stunned for a moment.
Ahí nos quedamos aturdidos unos momentos.
We take a deep breath.
Y tomamos.
We gather ourselves just long enough for another round.
Respiramos profundamente, juntamos nuestras piezas.
And then we're picked back up.
Nos recuperamos.
Only to be threshed again.
Solamente para otra vez ser arrojados.
I think sometimes we just need a good threshing, don't we? Because God has to separate the chaff from us. The chaff is our doubt and our fears. It's our disobedience and our rebellion. Our strongholds. Our sin nature. And many other issues in life. God wants all the necessary stuff out.
Dios quiere que nos despojemos de todo lo que no necesitamos.
So we can get the good stuff.
Para que podamos tener lo bueno.
So we can be humbled and ready.
Para que seamos humildes y estemos listos.
So that the power of the Holy Spirit can manifest
para
in our lives.
Para que el poder del Espíritu Santo se pueda manifestar en nuestra vida.
And we can gather God's strength and fight. And win this very spiritual
battle.
Well, I have to end my sermon here. But I'm sure you're wondering what happened to this mighty man of valor. The one who would single-handedly save the nation of Israel. Well, he did it.
Pues sí, sí lo hizo.
With the power, with the strength, and with the strategies from God, that is.
Con el poder, la fuerza y las estrategias de Dios.
You won't believe some of the details.
No van a creer algunas de las particularidades de esta historia.
And guess what? You're all going to have to come back to hear it because I'm doing it next week. And some of the revelations that I get from this are awesome too. How it relates to you and how it relates to me. I can't wait. But for now, let's humble ourselves.
Por el momento, vamos, humillémonos.
Let's all agree that we can't do this unless we have God.
Acordemos en que no podemos hacer lo que se supone que tenemos que hacer sin Dios.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please stand.
Vamos a ponernos de pie para ver.
Heavenly Lord, I just lift this time up to you. Lord, we give you thanks for these messages you bring me every week. We thank you for David, Father God, who was the least in his family to be picked to be king. Even his father Jesse didn't think that David had what it take to be a king. And then we had, you know, all the other things with Gideon, Lord. Gideon, the weak of the weakest. In a town that was too weak to even fight. Is put in charge to save a nation of Israel. And Lord, I am amazed in your ways, Lord. By just taking ordinary people, Lord, and making them special in this life. Lord, you even did that with Jesus' disciples, Father God. They were just ordinary men, fishermen. Lord, what an amazing God you are. Like I said, to take ordinary people and make something out of it. Lord, I lift up each and every one here this morning. I call them all blessed. Lord, I ask you to watch over them this week. That you would provide them, Father God, with food on their table, with a job for income, for a strong roof over their head, Lord, and healthy bodies, Lord. And we just thank you now for this. In the name of Jesus, and we all said,
Amen.
Gracias. So we have coffee, cookies, prayer. I'll pray for anybody who needs prayer.